Now we talk baseball here as Scott City Baseball continues their hot start at 13-1 on the year and remain atop the league standings here with two league games to go, and they'll have a big, big doubleheader at home in non-league play on Friday against the Ellis Railroaders here. But first, we talk with a couple of the underclassmen here joining us here, and freshman Brady Welker makes his debut on the show here, one of many that have made their debut here this evening. And how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Yesterday, big doubleheader for you guys against Goodland. That is a team that's been pretty good all season, and you guys kind of were able to control both games there, pulled away there. And what seemed to work for you guys yesterday?
Just our defense. Our pitching was really good, and had JP throw most of the game, and I came in and threw only four pitches to end it. Then our hitting, we did really good hitting, stayed down on the ball, and made them make, kept the ball on the ground, made them make errors, and was able to get on base and score plenty of runs.
Yeah, with the pitching like you guys had yesterday, that's huge going down the road here, and a big confidence builder not only for the, probably the pitchers and yourself when you get on the mound, but also for that defense.
Yes, it is. It's big whenever if we can rely on our pitcher, but it's always fun to still have our defense be able to do something, get us some action in the outfield and in the infield. But it's still always good whenever that pitcher can get strikeouts so we can get it in and out so we can go hit again.
Yeah, and you played pretty much or played quite a few different positions this year. What's been your favorite one to go to?
Mine's probably been center field. I've been doing travel ball a lot over the summer and playing rec ball. I've never really played outfield. This has been my first time. I played over the summer this past playing outfield, and I liked it a lot. And being able to for those guys to hit the ball out there and actually be able to make good plays, it's been fun. And I like pitching a lot, too. It's different because all these upperclassmen can hit the ball a lot better than some of those other kids.
Well, yeah, and that was a big adjustment. What are the adjustments you had to do when you made it to the outfield?
Some of them was just being able to find the ball a lot better and not, like, be able to backpedal and just turn your hips and be able to run for the ball and be able to make good catches and everything.
All right, so freshman Brady Welker joining us here, off to a good start in his freshman campaign. And thanks again for dropping by here. Good luck to you coming up here on these last few games of the season.
Yep, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, freshman Brady Welker joining us here. And now it's sophomore J.P. Harris, who's been the game one starters a lot of the doubleheaders here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, being looked on the first game pitcher for a lot of the doubleheaders, how have you been able to maybe embrace that role this year?
Well, it was weird for me to start in the beginning of the season, but as it goes, I'm starting to get more comfortable starting off the doubleheader.
Now, you started off your career pretty good there. First ever high school game, a no-hitter. You plunked a few batters, but still got a no-hitter and a shutout. But what was that experience like, and then you moving forward?
It was definitely a big eye opener, and it just made me feel like I had something to live up to after that. So just keep pitching hard.
Yesterday against Goodland's, the team that had been playing, you know, pretty good here coming in here, and you guys were able to get big leads on them, and you're pitching part of the performance, and also you're hitting as well here. And what seemed to be working for you yesterday?
Me pitching and then being able to go hit the ball, it worked because of the guys around me. Me being able to pitch a ball and them hitting it and then making a play behind me and then me hitting the ball and then being able to just circle around the bases.
Yeah, you've been able to do that a few times here this year, but what's been your favorite game so far?
Probably the first game of the season, me throwing my no-hitter. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that is. What's something you continue to work on here as you move forward down the final stretch of the season?
Just keep throwing the ball in the strike zone. Get better. Don't try to swing for the fences every at-bat. Get those line drives and those grounders that we need.
You played quite a few other positions. What are some of the other positions you played this year besides pitcher?
I catch and I play third.
Man, you go from behind the dish, getting hit in the chest, to getting the hot corner there. You almost want to have that chest protector when you're over there at third.
Ah, sometimes. Some of those balls are hit hard.
Yes. Well, it's been a good season there for you. Congratulations on a good start there, JP. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, JP Harris joining us here. And now we talk here with Coach David Dirks. Big doubleheader sweep yesterday over a good Goodland Cowboy team here. And, Coach, boy, you guys – it was 2-0, very similar starts in both games, 2-0 after one, and then get your runs going down the as the game went progressed there. What seemed to work for you guys yesterday?
You know, we had a lot of energy. It started off right away in game one, and that always, you can always gain that pretty quickly when you do score early in a game. And we went out there and we got out of some big jams in game one. Goodland, I think three times in game one, had the bases loaded, and I think we, you know, we didn't allow any runs in those situations. So keeping up our energy definitely helped us get that win in game one, and then kind of reset it and refocus in game two, and just kept going.
Man, I think yesterday collectively in your doubleheader, I think that's probably the best you guys have hit all year.
We hit the ball really well, and we actually had a couple, running, not really errors, but we lost a couple runners out there. We could have had a few more RBIs, but when we're hitting the ball like that, it's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, one kid comes to mind there, just kind of looking at the stats and hearing a little bit about his Harrison King. He had a big doubleheader there, both games there, hitting. And I think one of them, I think they said it was inside the park home run in the second game or close to it there. That's pretty a good accomplishment there.
Yeah, he was fine in the middle of the barrel there. And, yeah, it was inside the park home run. And it was going to be a close play at the plate. And he really got after it coming through third, and had him going the whole time. So, love to see it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you guys start off there. You have Easton Lorg as your leadoff hitter. And I tell you, he's been big for you guys this year at that leadoff spot. And he kind of sets the tone for you guys.
He does. You know, anytime Easton gets on, we feel like we can score a run in the inning, whether it's one out or two outs. Yeah, we're going to get him in, and that's a lot of confidence we got in our lineup, and even kind of at the bottom of the lineup, those guys getting in front of him, we can get him around, and we just do a really good job at the plate. We had a couple guys with some pretty key at bats yesterday, and taking advantage. Just the opposite of a couple base running mistakes we had. We had some great base running out there too. We had one play where Jeff Nix came up around second, we ended up scoring. A couple times we went first to third on a errant throw on a pickoff. It just really heads up baseball, and I think we were stealing first and ended up scoring on it. We kind of had them down with our base running, and that's, it's pretty deflating. But we hit the ball well and put the ball in play and did a good job, and the pitching was pretty amazing.
Stay top the league standings, and now Friday, your biggest games of the year here. I think even though it's non-league here, but Ellis is a lot of people talking about how good they are. They're 10-0, and it sounds like this is going to be a big doubleheader for you guys and a fun one as well.
It will be. If you haven't lost, then you're doing it right. So we're definitely going to be the underdog coming in, and we look to start out on top.
And I know it's kind of nice, I guess, is a good time to face a team like this as you get closer to the postseason?
Sure, absolutely. We always want good competition. Even in a loss, with the run rules in baseball the way they are, in different seasons, maybe we haven't won as many games season-wide. We want to extend those games into seven innings. And use all those at bats that we can, and all that experience to our advantage. Going into Friday's game, we're gonna have the guys prepared, and we'll be at home for the last time this season, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already senior day, and he has six seniors playing their final home games of the season. It goes fast here. It's been a great start here, but how did the schedule set up here? Of course, you have the schedule made up with Syracuse coming up on the 12th there, and then that Saturday the 8th. Do you like kind of how it's set up where you kind of at least get one game or one doubleheader a week here before regionals?
Yeah, it's with the reschedule, we getting on that Tuesday before seeding on the Wednesday. That is going to be pretty good for us, not just for seeding purposes, but going a whole week without a game. We will go a week without a game, but it's not going to be the last week of the season. You need to see at bats, you need to see the ball out of the hand, and you can't replicate some of that stuff in practice. So it'll be a little more normal-like that last week of the season, playing on a Tuesday. We won't have the game on Friday. graduation on Saturday. So,
well, it's definitely an exciting time here for you guys. It's been a fun season so far, and Coach David Dirks joining us here as we talk baseball. And, Coach, thanks again for joining me here, and we'll see you Friday.
Yep, thanks, Adam.